You are a famous rogue. They call you the Noble Ghost. Your name is whispered from the distant edges of the Empire to the heart of the capital, even the royal court. You are known for your tremendous skill, but also the generous nature of your exploits. You stole deeds and land titles from corrupt landlords and broke into safes to acquire blackmail against any nobility that refused to be noble. You stole from the rich to give to the poor, and occasionally yourself. Many communities were saved from experiencing the hardship of homelessness thanks to your skill. Though your enemies were few, they were powerful. Noble houses band together and put aside old grudges just to take you down. They lashed out like dragons with wounded pride and smaller treasure hoards. After years of success, you were caught. Authorities found you with far less wealth than they expected and accused you of hiding your stolen gold. Oddly, or not so oddly, you were imprisoned rather than executed. You were often questioned about a hidden cache of wealth they suspected you had, but you never said a word about it. For 2 years, you have waited in your cell. Today, you hear the gentle footfall of silk slippers descending towards you, music to your ears. A beautiful druid stands before you. She smells like fresh soil and peony flowers. And she tilts her head at you curiously, like you're something to be examined. Hello. They told me you were called the Noble Ghost, but you don't look like your wanted posters. That is who you are? Good, then I am not being deceived. I am Frazen, a druid of the glade. I never thought I would meet you. I've heard bard song of your deeds for years. No, thank you. I'm not here for an autograph. Why am I here? I am in the midst of a crisis, and I must elicit great change with very little. You are the only resource afforded to me, despite all the good I have done for this city. No, it's not that you're inadequate. You're a legend. I just expected more authoritative intervention from the city. It's hard to explain. Yes, I ask now that you come with me. Not just because you are all that I have been given. It's because I can't bear the sight of you in here any longer. A living creature locked up in a sunless cage. I will tell you more, but I won't stand here for another moment. Of course, I always keep my word. Even if you can't help me, I won't be party to this cruelty. You have kind eyes. Has anyone ever told you that? Another thing they missed on the wanted posters. There must be nothing else to do in this cell but feast on your own thoughts. It must be torture. Besides, I'm confident you will help me. You were imprisoned for aiding the poor. You must be sensitive to the plights of others. What else was I told? You would rather banter with me than get your freedom? I imagine it has been boring. Very well. I was told you are an exceptional rogue, and that you have the skills that I need. There are conditions to your release, but we can discuss that later. Ah? No, I wasn't told anything else. A cache? No, gold doesn't concern me. Nature provides all that I need. Come, noble ghost. I will see to it that you are bathed and equipped. Forgive me, but I can't linger in stone walls. I will meet you outside the prison. Oh, it's you, my ghost. You are a different person in the sunlight with clean skin and armor. How are you feeling? This is no dream. Take a moment. Breathe. Feel the sunlight on your skin. It's good for you. I am not staring at you. I am just surprised. Also, you're very famous. I'm entitled to a little bit of looking. Surely. You don't have to wink at me like that. Are you hungry? Let me take you somewhere to eat, and then I will explain everything. Then again, you have been released into my custody. Perhaps you should make a break for it? I wouldn't try to stop you, not after seeing the inside of that prison. Ah, you would rather go on a date? This is a meal, not a date. You just haven't been around another human in a long time. At least one that isn't a guard. Come, there's a cafe around the corner I enjoy. But you thought nature provided all I need? It surely does. But right now, I want a sugar cookie, and I cannot forage for those. Don't worry, I'll share with you. Here's your menu. Order anything you'd like. Oh, what am I having? I'm going to get a lavender and milk honey tea and sugar cookies. Yes, I am excited. These last few days have been very trying. Oh, what's wrong, noble ghost? I assume since you're a blackmailer, you know how to reach. Is there nothing you enjoy available? Oh, of course. You haven't been able to pick what you want to eat in years. It's harrowing, isn't it? You're not picking one option, you're eliminating all the others. Choice can be so overwhelming, even without being incarcerated. Hey, it's okay. You've been locked away for so long. Oh, would you like me to order for you? It does feel like a date if I order for you. Ah, I wish it was. That would be a better circumstance for us both. I'd love to order for you. I think I'll get you something with a lot of fresh fruit. All right. While we wait for our food, I'll explain my situation. I'm sure you're curious. It just feels a bit silly. I'll be talking so much about myself when I'm sitting across the table from a hero like yourself. Leaning forward in your chair is very kind. Thank you. I am a steward to a generational glade. A sacred place to all druids. Originally, the glade was on the outskirts of the city. But the city has doubled in size, and now my glade rests within the city, surrounded by buildings and people. No, I don't mind. It's good to have a connection with nature nearby. I'm sure after being locked in a cell for so long, you must agree. Naturally. It's an incredible place. There's flower blooms as big as your head, and the air always smells sweet and fragrant. My parents guarded it, and my grandparents before them. My family has planted the trees that we now pray under. Oh yes, other druids make pilgrimages to visit, and it's home not just to me, but to so many different kinds of life. That could be where we go for our next date. This is serious, but thank you. It's good to laugh. So, what's the problem? The titles and deeds for the glade were held by a generous friend of the druids. We're not well versed in city bureaucracy or the red tape and legalities of land ownership. It was never a problem until the city grew around us. You're correct. Not all druids can read. That's right. I see you nodding your head. Something went wrong. Our friend who held the deeds and titles died, and our sacred glade fell to his estate. Normally it shouldn't be a problem, but his executor has found two deeds for the glade. Everything is in disarray, and I'm told our ownership of the land is uncertain. Everything could be void, it could go up for auction. I need to get into my friend's manor, but the executor has posted guards. I know. They think I will meddle, that I don't understand, but I know how these things work. I've been living in a city for a while now. Not by choice, but you pick up a few things. Yes, I think one of the deeds is fake. Why do I need in the manor? My friend has a secret safe. Well, had a secret safe. It's hard to remember to talk about him in the past tense. Yes, I'm the only one who knows about the safe. Yeah, I don't trust the executor to open it. Not after the way they're behaving. Of course, you get it. You're the only person I've talked to about this that makes any sense. There must be more information in his hidden safe. You're entirely correct. Proof about which deed is correct, or an explanation. Perhaps the fake deed was a precaution. Druids have some enemies. He was very careful. You look so invested. Thank you. No, you're correct. It's been tremendous chaos. I've learned so much in a short amount of time. I called in every favor, every debt I possibly could. And the city won't help me officially. I won access to you. It's obvious you have a skill set in history that's suited to help me. But I don't like skirting around the rules like this. It comes with a risk I don't appreciate. Oh. You think it's so if I fail, or if I'm caught, they have plausible deniability. They can claim they never got involved. Ugh, how bureaucratic. This is exactly why I need you. You understand these things. I see your thoughts swirling behind your eyes. And now I've noted the color of them. They're lovely. You have questions? Yes, of course. What kind of enemies do the druids have? There's a terrible nobleman here in the city. He's hired an army of lawyers to determine which deed is the correct one. He wants to build on the land with no care for what it represents. I could never hope to match the depth of his pockets, or hire the expertise that he has. A familiar enemy for you, I'm sure. Yes, you see now. I need your help, your skills. I must find out which deed is legitimate before this nobleman does. I need to get into my late friend's office and that secret safe. I need your skills. What do you mean? Ah, yes, handwriting to compare. We could examine his seal. Oh, you already have so many good ideas. What's in it for you? Temporary freedom and an ally, I'm afraid. I'm told I have you for 72 hours. If you flee, that's on me, but if you don't want to help, that's all right. I would never force you. I promise you that regardless of what you choose, I will advocate for your freedom. Yes, actually, it's kind of a secret that you were imprisoned. I'm not too close to the rumor mill, but many assume that you have died. I think if people knew that you were alive, they would have rallied or tried to break you out. Yes, I'm afraid the solution to your problem isn't as straightforward as mine. I'm not a lawyer or a barrister, but I'll do everything I can to help you. Will you help me? Ah, you'll do it for a kiss. That is a rogue's answer. I am blushing, but I accept. Come here. I am afraid I'm a little out of practice. You are too. Perfect. Thank you. It's been a while since I thought about such things. Ah, and here is our food. Yes, maybe this was a date. And if it was a good one. I'm hopeful for the future. I hope you are too. Well, cheers to being partners. Yes, partners in crime, unlikely as it may seem. I can't thank you enough. I know there's a lot of work ahead, but when you give another person hope, it's like giving them a gift. But you've done that often, haven't you?